USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Close to 1,200 U.S. flights were canceled between Sunday and Monday, with thousands more scrapped across the world. Airline analysts say delays and cancellations are likely to persist. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, whose own flight was canceled over the weekend, told the Associated Press he is pushing the airlines to stress test their summer schedules to make sure they can operate all their planned flights with the employees they have. Georgia's Secretary of State set to testify Tuesday as the 1-6 committee resumes public hearings. Brad Raffensperger, his deputy Gabe Sterling, and Arizona State House Speaker Rusty Bowers are the key witnesses as the committee focuses on how former President Trump and his allies pressured officials in key battleground states to overturn election results in his favor. Trump called Raffensperger, asking him to find more votes in his favor. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Six people were injured in the Big Apple when a taxi jumped a curb and crashed into a group of pedestrians Monday afternoon. Two women were pinned underneath the vehicle, then in what one police official called a remarkable scene, at least a dozen Good Samaritans tried to lift the cap off a couple of the victims. WABC-TV spoke to one of those Samaritans, Garrett Orpin.
It was shocking and, you know, traumatizing. Quickly, you're just kind of shaking and reacting, and we were getting iced and taking, like, aprons out. We got a belt off of somebody to provide a tourniquet, so we just, like, you know, dive in and help.
The 60-year-old cab driver who remained at the scene suffered minor injuries. Police did not suspect any criminality in the incident. He's thinking about it, but President Biden says he will decide at week's end whether he would support a holiday on the federal gas tax. Suspending the tax could save as much as 18.4 cents a gallon. The average gas price, according to AAA, is now hovering below $5 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
One of the country's top streaming services is getting ready to address some financial issues.
Netflix is bracing for more layoffs this week as the streaming company attempts to cut costs. Staff impacted by a new wave of layoffs are expected to be notified by the end of this week. In May, Netflix laid off 150 employees, along with a number of contractors and part-time employees. Netflix has seen shares drop dramatically ever since it revealed it lost almost 200,000 subscribers and expects to lose many more. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Facebook has removed the campaign video by Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Greitens that shows him with a shotgun declaring that he's hunting rhinos. By rhinos, he means Republicans in name only. The social media company said the video was removed for violating their policies against violence and incitement. The former Missouri governor resigned in 2018 amid criminal investigations and impeachment talks. Twitter said it was leaving the post up on its platform because it was in the public interest, despite it violating rules against abusive behavior. Wallet Hub says in a new report they wrote that Alaska is the most patriotic state in the country. All 13 indicators fell in one of two categories, military engagement and civic engagement. Find us anywhere online. Our web address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.